connecting from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam territory. Learn how to get involved at CITR.ca.
Sailor boy, take me away from the city noise along the shore. We'll disappear into the void. Sailor to me in this crazy mixed up world. Time unfolds. All that I wish that I could hold, but I know there are some things you must let go. Time unfolds, but you're the only thing that makes sense to me in this crazy mixed up world.
Good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be with you on air until 9 p.m. tonight. And starting off the program tonight, you heard something kind of light and airy to start off the program with a track from Claire Copeland, and she's based out of Toronto. New album is called New Light, and you heard the track called Sailor Boy, another album that's doing pretty good on the national campus radio charts. You can check those out at earshot-online.com. And once again, the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. And to start off the program tonight, we're going to hear something from an artist out of the UK on a label called AD93 Records. And that's something from an artist named Joanne Robertson, a new album called Blue Car. And we're going to hear a track off of it, something called Jeans. Very kind of light, airy music that gets some comparison to Grouper. And then after Joanne Robertson, we're going to hear something from Magnolia Electric Company. We're going to hear something off the Sojourner box set that came out way back in 2007. And it was a CD-only release, and really nice treatment done on this. They have a really great box set made out of wood. And then all the albums were on these really nice designed CD holders. But they've just announced that Sojourner is going to be getting a 4LP vinyl treatment, and it's going to be out in April. So we're going to hear something from Sojourner, and we're going to hear a track off of it called Talk to Me Devil Again. And if you're not familiar with Sojourner, it's a kind of collection of a lot of different albums and live music and stuff like that. It's a really, really amazing box set from Magnolia Electric Company. So yeah, we'll hear these two artists and I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. This is something from Joanne Robertson. This track is called Jeans.
Discover Noreen Braun's album Songs for Trees, dedicated to the forests and the spirits within the trees. As we fight climate change, trees are the lungs of the planet and we need to help them. Her jazz and blues are blended with rock and synthesized pop elements to create a textured and ambient soundtrack to nature. Songs for Trees is a narrative, with each song guiding us through a journey through the forest. A trip, literally and metaphorically, about the interconnectedness of all things. The Vancouver Sun names it one of five albums you need to hear. Find out more at noreenbraun.com.
1 hour of happy, happy, fun time music, Fridays at 12 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
And unfortunately, we're all human. Except me, of course.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Magnolia Electric Company with a track called Talk to Me Devil Again off the Sojourner box set. And I do believe that track was also released on the Fading Trails album that came out in 2006, which is kind of a compilation of kind of rare and unreleased tracks. And I do believe this is the exact same version, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways, like I had mentioned, there's going to be a vinyl treatment done by Secretly Canadian of the Sojourner box set coming out in April. So you can pre-order it right now. It's a really nice 4-LP collection. And I'm really kind of undecided at this point. I have it on CD, but it would be cool to have the the vinyl version of it. There'll be a really cool giant wooden box that encases all of the great albums. And prior to that, you heard something from Joanne Robertson with a track called Jeans off the Blue Car album that was just put out on AD93 Records. And you can check this out at joannerobertson.bandcamp.com. And she's based out of the UK, as far as I know. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of new music I've been checking out recently. And up next, we're going to hear a album that is doing pretty good on the campus radio charts, and that's something from Cinephonic, a album that's currently at number 40 right now. It's called Visions. It's out on Marlow Records, and Cinephonic is based out of Ontario, and they make some really interesting cinematic, kind of jazzy, soul jazz type music. Really, really interesting stuff. And once again, that's Cinephonic. And we'll hear a track of it called Pyramids off the album called Visions. Check this out at cinephonicmusic.bandcamp.com. And then after that, we're going to hear an older album that came out on Ipecac Records, and that's from a project called The Tango Saloon. And that's an Australian Australian project that makes some really great, interesting, cinematic, kind of Western, spaghetti Western type tango music, I guess. This came out in 2006, and if you're not familiar with Ipecac, generally bands only put out one album on this, and this is the only album that came out on Ipecac. But anyways, we'll hear a track from the Tango Saloon, something called Upon a Time is what you're going to hear, and I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Cinephonic, and this track is called Pyramids.
Thank you.
That was the Tango Saloon with a track called Upon a Time, and that's off the 2006 self-titled album that came out on Ipecac Records, and it is called Upon a Time. It's not called Once. I didn't make a mistake there, but anyways, very, very interesting kind of cinematic stuff that could really fit with some sort of old spaghetti western movie, and it does get a lot of influence from the music of Astor Piazzolla. Prior to the Tango Saloon, you heard something from Cinephonic with a track called Pyramids off the Visions album. And once again, that's out of Ontario. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. Hope everyone's doing pretty good on this Friday evening. And if you're looking for something to do, if you're a UBC student, looking to volunteer and get CITR, there's lots of ways you can help out. Volunteer to get your own radio show. You can apply to like write for Discorder, help out with different shows and all kinds of different stuff. And once again, stop by the station and check it out and get a tour, or you can head to our website citr.ca to find out more. And up next, we're gonna hear some Canadian music. In this next set, we'll hear something from Pool Blood, a artist out of Toronto with a new album called Mole, and we're gonna hear a track off of it, something called Sorry, and this one is doing pretty good on the radio charts as well. And then after that, we're going to hear something from a Victoria project called Bridal Party, and a new album out called Cool Down. We're going to hear a track off of it, something called, the album is called Baby Anymore, and the track is called Cool Down. Once again, that's a project of Victoria. Check it out at bridalparty.bandcamp.com. And then after that, we'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Pool Blood. This track is called Sorry.
Sorry I was a bitch to you. I'm sorry I got all tangled up myself. And you're no one to fool, 'cause you did this too. Sorry I didn't come to visit.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
And from Victoria, sorry, I almost said CFUV. From Victoria, that was Bridal Party with the track off the album called Cool Down. That was the title track. And you can check this out at bridalparty.bandcamp.com. And that one is sitting at number 12 on the National Campus Radio charts, the Earshot weekly charts. And that's a charting magazine that most campus radio stations submit charts to. So it's a great way of checking out what kind of music is being played on campus radio stations, sort of like CITR. Prior to that, you heard something from Pool Blood with a track called Sorry off the Mole album. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And we'll keep going with some more music. And we're going to hear some more Canadian stuff and something from a project from an artist named Atsuka Chiba with a track off an album called Water. What is it? I got the track name or the album name written down wrong. Water, It Feels Like It's Growing. And Atsuka Chiba is based out of Montreal. And we're going to hear a track called Shook, I'm Often. And it's got kind of a little bit of experimental, kind of psych oriented, kind of droney sounds, really interesting stuff. And this one is currently at number 6 on the National Campus Radio charts. And this one was put out on Mothland Records. After that, something from Stroom TV Records with a new release from a project called Sergeant. We're going to hear a track called Soon the Tears in My Eyes Will Be Blinding and Blessing at the Same Time. And this one, it comes out in May. And I do believe the work of a guy named Benjamin Cools, and along with some other players. Yeah, I'm not sure if it's just a solo artist or a group project. I'm not too familiar with it, but I know if it came out on Stroom, that's definitely worth checking out. Stroomtv.bandcamp.com is where you can check out this Belgium record label that I play music from often. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Atsuka Chiba. This track is called Shook, I'm Often.
Are you looking for ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder.
February 24th marks 1 year since Russian full-scale war against Ukraine and 9 years of Ukrainian resistance against Russian invasion and imperialism. 1 year full of unimaginable horror and extreme resiliency. We at the Ukrainian Student Union at the University of British Columbia would like you to remind that the war is not over. Ukrainians are still suffering. Please consider donating to the government organization United 24, launched by the President of Ukraine, as the main venue for collecting donations to cover the most pressing needs. Visit u24.gov.ua for more details. Glory to Ukraine!
Gone wrong, it has stopped. If we drew, well, I'll. shown to me. Why do I care?
And that was some of the latest from Stroom TV Records. That was Sergeant with the track off the new self-titled album that will be coming out in May. You heard the track called Soon the Tears in My Eyes Will Be Blinding and Blessing at the Same Time. Quite a mouthful. And there's some really great kind of catchy art pop, a little bit of kind of experimental sounding pop music. And once again, that's out on the Stroom TV Records. Before that, something from Atsuka Chiba. The track called Shook, I'm Often Off the Water, It Feels Like It's Growing album, and Atsuka Chiba is based out of Montreal, and you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and we'll keep going with some more music on the program. From Olympia, Washington, we're going to hear something from a project called Harsh R, and an album called Seek Comfort. We'll hear the track called Instagram Witch, a little bit more kind of a darker electronic industrial sounding music. And once again, that's a Harsh R, based out of Olympia, and this one is going to be put out on Fagey Tapes Records. After that, we're going to hear something from Coton, a Canadian project, with a new album out called Release Spirit. We'll hear a track called Computer Break, and in brackets next to it says Late Mix. Coton is based out of Edmonton, and the new album is doing pretty well on the National Campus Radio charts, and it does feature one track with Tess Roby on this. So we'll hear these two artists, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. From Harsh R, this track is called Instagram Witch. We'll be right back. And from Edmonton, Alberta, that was Coton with a track called Computer Break, a late mix off the Release Spirit album. And that's the work of Edmonton electronic artist named Coton. I do believe they also go under the name Coton Industries. Anyways, you can check this out at heart.bandcamp.com. Prior to that, you heard something from Harsh R with Instagram Witch off the Seek Comfort album. And Harsh R is based out of Olympia, Washington. And you tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And I got about half an hour left on the program, so we're going to try to cram in as much music as we can in the next little bit. And up next, we're going to hear something from a compilation from Downwards Records. It's called Spasms and Savagery, and it's a really great collection of kind of industrial, electronic, and experimental music from the Downwards label. And that's the work of Carl O'Connor's record label, and it's been, yeah, I didn't actually know that they were around for this long. I know some of the artists on there, like J.K. Flesh and some other experimental artists, like Aura Iso. But anyways, we're going to hear a track off of it. It's a whopping 30 tracks on this release. We're going to hear something from an artist named Vivid Oblivion. We'll hear a track called Barge Master. And then after that, we're going to hear something from Hieroglyphic Being, a split done with Bo Wanzer, who I played a few weeks ago, a new release called Four Dysfunctional Psychotic Release and Sonic Reprogramming Purposes Only. Quite a mouthful. It's out on the Natural Sciences record label, and we'll hear the Hieroglyphic Being track, which is called This Is the Right Time in Human History to Be Stupid. Wow, these tracks are super long, but anyways, if you just check out the Natural Sciences Bandcamp, I think you can check this one out. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Vivid Oblivion. This track is called Barge Master.
Thank you. love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
Okay, let's see here. Blend equal parts science and stories. Add a few shakes of music and soundscape, and wrap it all up in a big question. How can we see this more than human world in a new light and take part in shaping a healthy Anthropocene? Catch Future Ecologies every Sunday at 8 a.m. on CITR.
And that was an excerpt from Hieroglyphic Being, the new split with Bo Wanzer out on Natural Science Records. And you can check that out at naturalsciences.bandcamp.com. Prior to that, you heard something from Barge Master with a track called Vivid Oblivion of the new compilation called Spasms and Savagery, 30 Years of Downwards Records. And you're tuned into Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And we'll keep going with some more experimental electronic music, and we'll hear something from the Youth label out of Manchester, a new release out called Sports 3. It's a compilation release, and definitely worth checking out. I think I've played some previous stuff from the Youth label, stuff from NPL, GNN, I think I played, and some other definitely cool stuff like Hodge. Definitely check out the label. It's called theyouthlabel.bandcamp.com. That's where you can view all of their releases. And we're going to hear something from Fumu, a track called Low Viscosity. And then after that, we're going to hear something from a really interesting experimental duo named Geinst Knight. Not sure exactly how to pronounce it, but the release is called Archives 2 out of 3. And we'll hear a track called Jai Apris Air. And apologies for the pronunciation. I'm doing my best. But anyways, they're a duo, a French duo that's been around since the early 80s. And the albums are being reissued on Editions Gravats record label. And obviously this is 2 of 3 forthcoming releases. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM from the Youth label, this track is from Fumu. It's called Low Viscosity. from Gainst Night. That was a track called Jai a Priest's Heir off the Archives 2 and 3 release. And before that was Fumu with Low Viscosity. So thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with some more great music. Keep it locked on CHR, and we're going to hear something from Lau and TSVI on Nafi Records. This track is called Pandora.
Sound versus a bad sound. Now what is a sound? We detect it and we feel it.
Soca music can be best described as jump up music. During carnival time, we party, or as we say, fet. We jump in the streets, and soca music is definitely the driving force.
Because ka is the first letter in the Sanskrit alphabet. It represents movement, and soca is the power of movement.
Soca is going to be the one that will repeat. Yeah, the people jumping all the time. Because soca is really an irresistible beat. And I would really look at it as the ultimate dance music. And for a lot of people who have never heard it before, the minute they hear it, they're hooked on it.
Now, you're inside the Soca Storm.